This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The touchstone for the economy this week has been the labor market. We told you about the JOLTS report the other day, layoffs and open positions. ADP, the private payroll processor, gave us their estimate of new jobs yesterday. Today, it was first-time claims for unemployment benefits. And tomorrow, of course, it's the biggie, the December jobs report. Notice, though, that I did not give you any actual data for any of those reports. Not because it doesn't matter. What's actually happening does, of course, matter. The point I want to make is that by almost every measure, the American labor market is at or better than it was in the before times. But the labor market being at those pre-pandemic statistical norms is not the same thing as the labor market being the same. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Honestly, I wasn't looking for an exemplar of the post-pandemic labor market when I stepped into a coffee shop near my dentist's office on a recent weekday morning in Portland, Oregon. But there she was, tapping away next to me on her laptop.
My name is Amy June, and my dog's name is Smudge.
June is 31. Smudge sits patiently waiting for treats as she works.
I'm a freelance graphic designer. Sometimes I do a little bit of photography. Pretty much whatever comes my way, I try to do.
Before the pandemic, June had a regular job on staff at a prestigious art museum on the East Coast. But she says the work wasn't good for her.
People aren't really paid well for the amount of work they do, and they're overworked. And that was my experience, doing a lot for very little.
In the summer of 2020, she got sick with a chronic illness.
It was partly the stress of the pandemic and the unknown. Had to go on medical leave, which led to me starting my own business.
June found that with so many people leaving and changing jobs or going out on their own, she had plenty of design work and plenty of company.
I can work in different environments, like a coffee shop where I feel more inspired, or work later at night. I've had this huge adjustment over the past few years, what my work life looks like.
Multiplied by millions of workers, this is a major structural shift, says Alex Colvin at the Cornell School of Industrial and Labor Relations.
More workers doing remote work, working hybrid. It seems that that really is here to last.
Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research has run the numbers.
People returning to office has pretty much plateaued in most cities. So about 10 million more people working from home on a daily basis than pre-pandemic.
And Baker says a wide range of workers are benefiting.
There's been a big increase in self-employment that's disproportionately among women of color and women with children. So it seems that they're taking advantage of the opportunity to work at home and start a business at home.
From self-employment to self-empowerment, another major shift, says Alex Colvin, is more workers banding together.
There was quite a bit of unrest during the pandemic. People worried about health and safety in the workplace. And there was some question of whether that would just sort of go away when we go back to usual. But we have seen an upsurge of worker activism. It's being channeled in different ways, you know, organizing strikes.
That's partly a function of the tight post-pandemic labor market. Workers have more leverage and can take more risks when employers are scrambling to hire. Meanwhile, unemployment remains near historic lows, reverting to a trend we saw just before the pandemic hit. And behind that is potentially the most profound long-term economic change, says former Labor Department chief economist Heidi Shierholz.
We've had unemployment at less than 4% for almost 2 years now. We can actually sustain really low unemployment rates without causing big issues in the economy.
Issues like runaway inflation. Shierholz says keeping people in jobs and off the unemployment rolls has lasting ripple effects.
Low unemployment labor markets reduce black-white employment and wage gaps, reduce poverty, they reduce child poverty.
So this is a lesson Fed policymakers should take to heart, says Shierholz. They can let the job market run really hot, benefiting workers up and down the income ladder, without danger of an economic crack-up. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.